everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Today, I have an email from Elizabeth, and Elizabeth is from Iowa, and she sent this to me earlier this week, and I immediately decided that I wanted to use it and send her an email right back thanking her for it. So without any further ado, I'm going to read you what she wrote. Hello, my name is Elizabeth from Iowa. I have never been a constantly active member, but the past few times I've been drawn back, it has always been because of a strong prompting. Then, most recently, on a Friday, I started listening to your channel and some talks. The next day, I received a call. My uncle had just passed away the night before. Right away, I started praying for strength before it all hit me, and I called the missionaries of our branch. They helped with kind words and comforting scriptures. I prayed and listened through the week, and he was buried the following Thursday. That was right before General Conference. My husband listened to Saturday morning with me and comforted me. I went to the church for the video of the second half, and we both went on Sunday, listening to all the words of the Lord. On top of all this, my husband and I are going through a difficult time with income. We were going to move in with our parents for a while, and a few days after conference, they called and we found they were very against the church and were saying hurtful things to us. We started looking for another place and are going to stay with other family until we get a place. I did not want us to drift from our family because of this, and I prayed hard and fasted for help with everything. After all of these trials, I had not realized how heavy they could have been, and I had not realized how much I had been helped until I listened to the Spirit and bore my testimony. Above all, conference and last Sunday were only two of the four times I've been to church in over a year. I know no matter how far you drift, Heavenly Father loves all of us and wants to protect us. If we repent with a hurt and honest heart and want to change to better, no matter what we will give up, we will be forgiven and accepted back. I know this church is true and that all the teachings are correct. I have witnessed how much God is able to lift our burdens and that His Son, Christ, is my Savior. Thank you so much, Elizabeth, for sharing your story with us. I read that and it really touched me when I first read her email. And I thought, she's got it right on. Our Father in Heaven does love us, all of us, and He wants us to come to Him and to know that He loves us with a perfect love. And He's always there for us, waiting and ready with open arms to receive us. There's a Mormon message that I actually had never seen before. It came out a while ago, but it's called Rescued by Christ. And it shows the story of a man who had a rough life growing up and his transformation and his change. And it's really a great story. If you haven't ever seen that one, check that out on our website. Again, it's called Rescued by Christ. Or you can look at it on our YouTube channel, of course, as well. But I think we're all in that position where we literally have been rescued by Christ, every single one of us. As a convert to the church and not growing up with the gospel in my life, I feel that particularly in my own life as well, that I literally have been rescued by Christ, and I'm so grateful for Him. There's another story that I wanted to share with you today, but first I kind of want to give you the background behind this story. Last fall, when it was the General Relief Society meeting, I remember it was on a Saturday night, and it was a really busy Saturday, and I had a ton of things going on, probably like most people on Saturday. You're trying to get everything done before Sunday. And it was the Relief Society broadcast that night. And I'm going to be honest, I remember thinking I felt like I didn't have time to go, and I didn't want something fluffy. And not that any of those meetings had ever been fluffy before, but I just remember thinking I wanted something real. Suffice it to say, nothing in that meeting was fluffy. All the talks were excellent, as they always are. But there was a particular talk that night that really struck me, and it was from Sister Linda S. Reeves, who is the second counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency, and the title of her talk is called The Lord Has Not Forgotten You. And again, that's from the General Relief Society meeting in October of 2012. I will never forget this story. I recently was able to talk to Sister Reeves, and I actually told her this story and told her how grateful I was for her sharing this with us and being so open about this experience, because it really struck a chord with me. And I want to play that for you in her words now.
Many years ago, my husband became very ill with a rare disease. As the weeks went by and the sicker he became, the more I became convinced that he was dying. I told no one of my fears. We had a large young family and a loving eternal marriage. And the thought of losing my husband and raising my children by myself filled me with loneliness, despair, and even anger. I am ashamed to say that I pulled away from my Heavenly Father. For days I quit praying. I quit planning. I cried. I finally came to the realization that I could not do this alone. For the first time in many days, I knelt down and poured out my heart to my Father in heaven, pleading for forgiveness, for turning away from him, telling him all of my deepest feelings, and finally crying out that if this was what he really wanted me to do, I would do it. I knew he must have a plan for our lives. As I continued on my knees to pour out my heart, the sweetest, most peaceful, loving feeling came over me. It was as if a blanket of love was flowing over me. It was as if I could feel Heavenly Father saying, "That was all I needed to know." I determined never to turn away from him again. Gradually and amazingly, my husband began to get better until he made a full recovery. Years later, my husband and I knelt by the side of our 17-year-old daughter and pleaded for her life. This time, the answer was no. But that same feeling of love and peace that our Savior has promised was just as powerful. And we knew that even though Heavenly Father was calling her back home, everything would be all right. We have come to know what it means to cast our burdens upon the Lord, to know that He loves us and feels compassion for us in our sorrows and pain.
Isn't that the sweetest story? I love that story. I love it, again, that she would be willing to open up and share that with us. It really touched me and had a profound impact on me. Well, it's time to close, but thank you for joining us today. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories that you'd like to share with me, feel free to email me at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The song of the day that I'd like to leave you with is quite appropriate considering what we've talked about today, but it's called Hold Me Now, featuring Alex Boyer. Thanks, everyone, for joining us, and have a wonderful day.
The spring of April's gone, the leaves have all turned brown. The children are all grown up, and there is no one around. I'm looking over my life and all the mistakes I've made, but I'm afraid, afraid. But somebody told me that you would wash all my sins and cleanse me from the scars that are so deep within. So now I'm calling to you. If you can hear me, I don't know how, but I was wondering, can you hold me now? You are the only one that's patient when I fall, and
Your angels come to save me every time I call. And you don't laugh at me when I make mistakes and cry. You're not like men, for you understand me. See, people change one day, they don't like you, the next they do. But I wish that everyone could love me just like you. So here I am, this sinful man, peace won't allow. So I was wondering, can you hold me now? Smile has gone. I know exactly how it feels to lay in the bed at night and cry and cry. But don't you worry, God is patient and He cares. Wondering, can you hold me now?